Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Why are people boycotting the Qatar World Cup? Thanks for asking. This week on Do You Really Know, we commit to helping you get fit. Tune in for answers to exercise-related questions and practical advice on how to stay healthy and in shape. It's been labelled the most controversial World Cup in history. Nevertheless, preparations for Qatar 2022 are in full swing, and we're now less than 2 months away from the start of the tournament. There have been critics ever since the small Middle Eastern country with a questionable human rights record was selected as host back in 2010. But those voices are now growing louder, and some football lovers are even preparing to boycott the whole thing. These include former French star Eric Cantona and 2014 World Cup winning captain Philipp Lahm from Germany.
What's their problem with Qatar?
Well, for one thing, homosexuality is still illegal in the country. Human rights organisation Amnesty International has highlighted how members of the LGBTQ plus community continue to face discrimination both in law and in practice. The same can be said for the treatment of women in the country. On top of that, the mistreatment of migrant workers has been a recurring issue. Reports suggest that as many as 6,500 have died building the World Cup stadia due to unsafe working conditions. The controversial kafala system saw migrant workers unable to change jobs or leave the country without their employer's permission, leaving them vulnerable to exploitation and forced labour. That system was ended by Qatari labour reforms in 2020, but there are still issues. The Guardian recently reported that many migrant workers have had their contracts terminated and are being forced to return home before the World Cup. Some haven't even finished their contracts or received their full salary. Many have been left in a position of financial insecurity, in debt, and with families to feed.
What about the event's environmental impact?
Well, as you know, Qatar has a desert climate. Indeed, that's why the World Cup is being held during the winter, rather than in its traditional June-July slot. There was discussion around how players' performance levels and well-being would be affected by playing in such heat. But no such consideration was given to migrant workers building the tournament venues, who had to work in very hot conditions the whole way through. Of course, building extravagant stadiums from scratch has already left a huge carbon footprint. 1 million fans are expected to attend, and air conditioning will be blasted in all stadiums to bring the inside temperature down to a bearable level. Needless to say, that will use up an enormous amount of energy. Environmentalist football fans are definitely among those boycotting this year's World Cup. There you have it. Now you know why people are boycotting the Qatar World Cup.
In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.